All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. Good morning. It is August the 20th. August the 20th, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you were at. It is 7:45 in the morning. Just got back from going to my father's house. Had to get him a few things. He's still hanging in there, thank goodness. And man, what a weather change. Got up this morning. It's a little chilly. A little chilly out. A little breezy. Fall has arrived. What's today? August 20th, 2024. Fall has arrived. We'll have to check that next year, see if it stays on track. But definitely a change in the weather this morning. Feels good. Feels nice. Excited. Ran over to my dad's house. My dad had a request for a few things and wanted to get those for him. I'm working today, so my wife's going to drop that stuff off for him. Hopefully he gets his procedure today and, get back on the mend. been a stressful couple days, but looking forward to that. I got up this morning and I had this weird email from, obviously I'm in the hair game and I do all my purchases or all my sales on Square for credit cards. I'd prefer cash, obviously. Most people would. Not that I don't claim my cash, right? Hey, but I do Square for credit cards. And Square has an option that you can comment. Usually it's for praising your hairdresser, right? Or praising the service, but not today. No. I think she actually posted it yesterday. She wrote that she was uninformed that my prices had gone up. And she gave me a frowny face. Oh. That's a bummer, right? This is a nice lady. I really like this lady. But, man, that is the world that we're in today, and I get it. And I wrote back because I tell you, I saw this message. I was getting in the car going over to my dad's this morning, and I saw this message, and I was like, okay. And I spent probably 15, 20 minutes on the way over to my dad's trying to figure out how I could give this lady a backhanded compliment, right? I was going to get her. And because this is an interesting time, at least in my business, I had to raise my prices. I had no choice. I feel like I actually held back for maybe a little bit too long. Because when I did raise my prices, when I did sort of get them with everybody else's, it was sort of a big leap. I mean, my haircut went up $10 and most people have been like, yeah, no problem. I get it, right? We're living in this time right now where everything has gone up. And on my way to my dad's, I was like, I was going to let her have it in the kindest, most serene way, right? But I didn't do that. What I wrote was, I understand. I appreciate you. I appreciate our time together. And I understand if you'd like to find a place that's a little cheaper. Thank you for our time. Good luck. That was my response. I didn't think it was so bad. I really wanted to get into it, give the whole economic lecture. But I thought, you know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because, the fact is that it's just everything's gone up and it's unfortunate. The bad part for me is that, like the lady says, I was uninformed. And I was like, well, I just went to the grocery store last night and I was uninformed that the prices were going up, right? I go to the gas station every day. I was uninformed that the prices are going up. Everything in our homeowner's insurance, right? Our car insurance, everything. If you have a car and a home and you have insurance for them, everything has gone up and we were not informed. So I do understand the lady's frustration and I do apologize and I do appreciate her. But, you're singing to the wrong group.
We'll be right back.
China White, Scorpion's Blackout album. I remember when this album came out. I was just a kid. One of the greatest albums ever. Blackout by the Scorpions. So anyway, yeah. Interesting message. Interesting way to start off my day. It is, you know, the difference for a business or for my sort of situation is that where I could go into a grocery store and the prices can go up. I can go to the gas station and the prices can go up. Every single thing that is out there, the prices have gone up. The difference is I don't have anybody to go. Like when I go to Lowe's and like yesterday, I had to buy a wire. You know, it's a thing to try to get wire under a staircase. I don't know what it's called, but what is that thing called? Anyway, I had to buy this. It was fucking $35. I was like, what? It's a piece of fiberglass. But I didn't have to go. I didn't have anybody to go to it to discuss that the price had gone up. Who do I discuss with this that the price has gone up here? And of course, there's no one. And in my business, people get to vent. And I do get it, and I'm sorry. But I'm also, you know, this is also a lady who comes with another lady, and they have to have their appointment together, right? Because this is what they do. They go to their appointments together. And so I have to accommodate both of them at the same time. And so, you know, yeah, I am, unfortunately, I'm at the wrong age for all this to be taking place, because I do remember what it was like as prices were a little cheaper, and I've sort of lost my patience, and I'm just looking for an excuse, right, to just quit, and I won't be doing that, but it's, you know, it's just a frustrating time, and then you have people that have to say stuff like that, and but the really what it exposes to me is that, you know, hey, you're doing better, Tom. You're hanging in there. But in the inside, right, a couple layers deep, you are willing to cut some throats. And that was my first initial thought was, oh, yeah, lady, well, let me give it to you. And luckily I went on my, it was probably about my fifth thought, right, because my second one was even still a little toxic. But on my fifth thought, I finally came up with the idea just to say, hey, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you and thank you. And I understand, and I might have got one little dig in. I did say, I understand you want to go somewhere cheaper, and that's sort of true. Maybe that was a little negative, but I feel pretty clean with this one, so thanks again, lady. Good luck, and she will be surprised, because I actually reached out to other salons to find out what they were charging, because I wanted to get more in line with everybody else, and I was way behind. So, and there's people, the girl that cuts my hair, she's more than me. So it's, I think these people have a little bit of a shock coming to them, but good luck. All right. So anyway, it is Tuesday. Went to the meeting last night. Great meeting. still in the God vibe. Still in the God vibe was the chapter that we read yesterday was to the agnostic. And oh man, I'm still, you know, like even reading that last night, at one point I'm like, what are they trying to say here? Right? Cause I can understand coming into a program, early on, early recovery. I mean, that book is from so long ago, but just people, you know, that have excuses not to get sober, right? Or not to work a program, or, I mean, I guess that'd be your two choices, you know, that's, I'm not going to do that because I don't believe in God, you know, and I shared. I became the agnostic, but a lazy agnostic, right? I didn't even know that that's what it was called, to be honest with you. Now I look back at it and I just didn't believe in God. And I really still don't believe in God. I don't believe that I was put on this planet and to worship a God, right? I think that's, I definitely do some deep dives in some of this stuff that's Yahweh or Thor, or there's a bunch of different ideas of what God was or is, right? And, you know, I said yesterday, I'm too selfish to have a freaking relationship, right, with God. I'm just too, it's the battle's too continuous. But I do remember coming into the program thinking, I'll do this and that, but I'm not going to do the God part. And so I do understand the agnostics and trying to, it's sort of complicated to even read, to be honest. I guess it's for people that just don't believe in God. And I think the message is just hang in there, right? you know, a God of your understanding, the doorknob, whatever it is. I think it says that the hoop is bigger than we think. And I think that's a great message. I still am, you know, my whole relationship with God, for me, right? Because I don't know if I'm even doing it right. I know that the way that I used to think of God and the way that I think of God today are two different things, you know, and my God was, I'm so selfish, it's hard for me to have a relationship, but everything that I wanted from God was to serve me, right? Give me this, give me that, and I got nothing, right? I just recently, you know, I don't know if I talked about this, but we have an outdoor shower that froze because I fucking didn't winterize it, I guess, which I usually do, but for some reason this year I didn't or forgot, and so I had to order this cartridge to replace the inside of the handle, and it hasn't shown up, right? And I'm like, where is this freaking, you know, cartridge? And I feel like I've been forgotten, and I feel like that's how my relationship with God was for so long, because it was based in self, and it just never materialized. So it was easy for me to say, I don't believe, right? It wasn't for any other reason that I just wasn't getting what I want. So I just said, I don't believe, and I'm not going to believe in that stuff. And I still sort of believe that. I don't believe this. And you know what's strange is if you do any deep dive into religion, you know, and how it sort of came about and, you know, the different paths and here we are today. But, you know, it was sort of a, you know, it was put into place to sort of control people, right? You know, with fear. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the New Testament that talks about stuff that wouldn't really be relevant today. And so, you know, I do get it. I do understand we do need to be on our best behavior, but I do believe that having worked the 12 steps of this program and have, you know, character defects are the thing that keeps me from having a relationship with God. I do find that I have this new relationship with God, but it was like no other one. And it comes and goes, right? It's based on my effort. And, you know, this morning with that situation, I could have said or done something, more likely said or typed something, right? I'm not going to do anything to this lady. She's actually a very nice lady, but, you know, the devil inside me wanted to really let her have it. Oh, yeah, bitch, well, check this out. And, you know, the first two or three swings at it were, you know, swung by the devil. But eventually God had to come in and say, listen, we're going to stay humble. You know, I'm a big fan of RFK. One of the things he likes or tries to do is just be kind, right? It's funny how many people try to drag him into the ring, right? Let's get into it. And he's like, hey, I'm not calling anybody any names, right? I'm not going to do that. We're going to end this divide, end the vitriol between people. And I have to play my role in it too, right? So, so I'm not, you know, I'm not, I mean, I may not be holding the hand of God. You know, there may be other things going on this morning, you know, just waking up and, you know, the idea that I got to go to work at all. Always in the morning is a little stressful, but, you know, for the most part, I'll hold the hand of God today because I didn't need to make that comment, right? And I won't have to live in the fear, or really just the fact that how out of character that would have been, and that, you know, that sucks because that's what ends up being the situation, is I just feel disappointed in myself or my response or my reply or my behavior. And so today I don't have to do that. And so, you know, it's all, and this is a whole new relationship with God, right? That I choose to call God. I don't even know what it is. You know, like I said in the meeting last night, it turns out we just need to be really, really good people. And if we can be really, really good people, you're going to live a life that's pretty peaceful, right? Because we're not getting in trouble. We're not saying things, right? I'm not perfect, but I can tell you today, I won't be carrying around that anchor of me saying something negative or hurtful to a client that didn't like my price being raised, right? And, you know, and that today is what ends up being this relationship with God, right? That's, I got nothing out of it, right? I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my heart. And, you know, that's important, you know, because I mean, I think about it, you know, before I even got sober and even early recovery, you know, I was, you know, clearly before I got sober, I was living a complete life of self. When I put down the drink, you know, that was a big thing, but still selfish, right? Not drinking, but still full of self, working the steps. Now I get into a place where I start to understand the role of self and how messy it is. And then it's really about managing it, right? Because to me, self is the devil. And, you know, humility is God, and it's always a choice, and I just have to make the right one, and, or, you know, and what's right or what's wrong, right? You know, if I make a wrong choice, I just feel it all day. For a long time, it's what I did every day. I felt like shit every day because of my behavior and the things I would say and the things I would do, but now today, it's about trying to minimize it, and so that was just a, I'm just grateful that I did not say or any or do anything that I would regret, and I don't, and so that's good. But yeah, that's what's going on. It was a good meeting. It is interesting people's perspective on God. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so let's see. Let me see if we can read the daily reflection. I don't know if this will be long. I got to go to work, or I get to go to work. Excuse me, and hopefully I don't have anybody else that's going to complain about the price. That's always annoying. Because I agree, man. Everything's gone up, but listen, everything has gone up, and I'm not like I told, like I just said. I don't need to give her an economic speech. So it is what it is. She can just find a cheaper spot. And I get it. All right, so this is August 20th, toward emotional freedom. Since defective relations with other human beings have nearly always been the immediate cause of our woes, including our alcoholism, no field of investigation could yield more satisfying and valuable rewards than this one. Since defective relations with other human beings have nearly always been the immediate cause of our woes, including our alcoholism, no field of investigation could yield more satisfying and valuable rewards than this one. So, I mean, that's being like facetious, right? I mean, are we blaming? Is that what they're saying? You know, is that what my old behavior was, is that it was always everybody else's fault, right? Since defective relations... fucked up people, right, with other human beings have nearly always been the immediate cause of our woes. All right, let me read the rest of this thing. Willingness is a peculiar thing for me in that over a period of time, it seems to come first with awareness, but then with a feeling of discomfort, making me want to take some action. As I reflected on taking the eighth step, my willingness to make amends to others came as a desire for forgiveness of others and myself. I felt forgiveness towards others after I became aware of my part in the difficulties of relationships. I wanted to feel the peace and serenity described in the promises. From working the first seven steps, I became aware of whom I had harmed and that I had been my own worst enemy. In order to restore my relationships with my fellow human beings, I knew I would have to change. I wanted to learn to live in harmony with myself and others so that I could also live in emotional freedom. The beginning of the end to my isolation from my fellows and from God came when I wrote my eight-step list. Wow. That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, that is, I think I shared that yesterday. You know, my life, the beginning of a relationship with a higher power, the beginning of a relationship with God, right? To finish that sentence, started when around the eighth step. Because, like I said the other day, I had to make the list of all the people that had harmed me. Right, that I could step back and go, oh shit, that's actually my fault. And that's when I started to become accountable, and then I stopped being a victim, and you could heal and move on and just try not to do it again, right? That is just the magic, right, of this program. You know, I felt when I read that beginning, it sounded like it was saying that, listen, because of all you, I'm like this, right? Because of all of you, I drink like this. And that is exactly how I was in my early addiction. You know, it was all everybody else's fault. It was the teacher's fault. It was the bus's fault. It was the people on the bus, right? It was my friends. It was always somebody else's fault and not my fault. And so that was the big transition, was becoming accountable. And once that started to happen, man, it's like the dam broke. And I was all of a sudden free of all of this shit I was carrying around. Because if I could start becoming accountable for getting myself in this situation, it's amazing how much freedom that makes, right? That's free. It's amazing how much peace, right? But that's a humble choice. You know, there is a side of us that's saying, do not make that choice. We are not going to admit that, right? That is clearly somebody else's fault. And man, when we can do that, I remember I was talking about this, you know, if somebody hit me with the car, I would, you know, for me to be able to move on physically and spiritually, as long as I'm not dead, right? I have to say, like, maybe I stepped in the road, right? Even though the light was green, I should have looked, right? Because until I can become accountable for even the smallest part, I'm just a victim to that. And I get stuck there. And I don't want to be stuck anywhere anymore. I want to keep it moving, right? And so becoming accountable, being honest and figuring out the role that we played, whether it's in the present or in the past, is the key to moving forward to, you know, I think this new relationship with God. Because how can you have a relationship with God that's based in humility if you're still dragging around shit that's based in self, right? And that's really, you know, what starts happening. And it's you know, it really blew me away when I started to figure that out. It was crazy. But that is, you know, that to me, willingness is a peculiar thing for me, in that over a period of time, it seems to come first with awareness, but then with a feeling of discomfort, right? It's that feeling in the heart, you know, when I do, if I had said something to that lady this morning that was not very nice, I would have felt it all day. I would have actually had to reach out. You know what? I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. That was a bad move. And, you know, today, you know, it's like that 10 step, continue to take personal inventory, continue to take personal spiritual inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly admitted it, right? You know, if this had come up and, you know, I do not feel bad about raising the prices. I definitely think that they need, I was informed by my wife, we had to raise the price because everything has gone up. And, you know, the one thing about our situation is my wife takes care of all the financial situations at home. I take care of the financial situations at the salon. And I just give, you know, my money to her and she manages it. And she's like, we don't have enough money. And I was like, what do you mean we don't have enough money? We've always had enough money. She goes, yeah, but everything's gone up. And I was like, really? Like what? And we went through it. I mean, I probably shared on this podcast, we fought about, you know, the cost of living. And she was right. Everything's gone up. I mean, my car insurance, our homeowner's insurance, everything. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to go to work today. I'm going to try to... you know what else I was wanting to say? You know, the other thing, my thing about higher power, and this was brought up last night, and it said it, people say higher power like, oh, that just means God. And I don't, you know, I've sort of, and this is for me, you know, take it for what you want, but I've sort of started finding this higher power really speaks to one who can practice a higher power, right? And I find, a person that has had the spiritual awakening, a person that does work a program, a person that has, you know, listed out their character defects, that has worked on them, that does continue to take a 10 step. Because, you know, it's one thing to have, you know, to take continued personal inventory when we're wrong, promptly admit it. It's another thing to keep doing it over and over, right? Because ideally, when you have a situation that comes up and you do say something, the next time you want to be like, I remember. Let's not do that this time. And we try to change our behavior. It's one thing to make a mistake and change and don't do it again. But it's another thing to make a mistake and then continue to make the mistake over and over and thinking that the apology is what's going to fix it. So, you know, it does take some work. But I tell you, when we start to find that place, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like all you can see. And yeah. All right. I'm going to do, how much time do we got? See, I don't really got much more to say this morning. I was really jazzed up about how well I was to this lady and how nice I was and how kind I was, because inside I was not feeling the same way. And so I am proud of myself. I've said that, you know, I've made the comment. I've done it. And I felt bad. And so this is me referring back to my personal inventory and realizing that I cannot make the same mistake over. All right. Hey, everybody. I hope everyone has a great day. I appreciate your time. I'll catch you later. Bye.